You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Lewis Wallace, bringing you Under Construction, WYSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. Ohio's unemployment rate for April came out last week, and it's about as low as it's been since 2008. I asked University of Dayton economist Richard Stock about what the latest state and local numbers might mean. He calls himself a typically grim economist. But he says even though Dayton's workforce is still shrinking, even he can admit the area's seen some good news lately.
The good news is we actually did get employment growth over this last year, albeit very, very modest. You know, in April of last year, we were at 377,200 people employed. Now, this April, we're at 378,300 people employed.
In Dayton.
Yeah, for the Dayton metropolitan area, it's four counties: Montgomery, Greene, Miami, and Preble. So we've gained 1,000 jobs over this last year, and that's, you know, better than losing work. I think that is primarily tied to that we've stopped losing for the most part in that federal government sector, and that's what had been killing us the year before, was all the stuff associated with sequestration and everything else.
And how does Dayton's modest growth compare to Columbus and Cincinnati?
I'm not a person who, you know, is governed by envy, so at one level I'd simply say, well, thank goodness for Cincinnati. Because essentially Cincinnati, which has slightly over a million people, a million jobs, gained over 17,000 jobs April to April. And so that definitely helps Dayton. And there's certainly, as we know, lots of people, you know, taking that trip down I-75, right? And so from our perspective, it's a darn good thing that employment growth is going better in Cincinnati than anywhere else in Ohio.
What do you think accounts for those differences between the cities? What is Cincinnati seeing that Dayton's not?
Well, I think that it's primarily that's just a difference in industrial mix. There are all these people that will want to take, you know, credit for various aspects of those differential job groups, and primarily all that simply nonsense. The particular industries that are associated with Cincinnati have simply done better than those that we have had. I mean, our reliance on the base in this last year, in other years that would have been good for us in this last year, you know, that was a problem for us. One of the most remarkable things is that Cincinnati continues to have some healthy growth with respect to construction and with respect to manufacturing, and that certainly helps bolster their growth in other sectors.
And then looking statewide, Ohio seems to be coming out of this flat period where unemployment was just ticking up, ticking down, and we've seen more significant changes in the unemployment rate the last few months. What do you think explains that shift?
I think that simply means that the sequestration stuff is over. Unfortunately, that does not, you know, it's only good in contrast to what we were seeing there before. When you only gain 43,000 jobs over the course of a year, that's only worth crowing about when in the year before you were essentially losing jobs.
And then when you look at Great Lakes or Midwestern region states from the recession to now, in terms of unemployment rates, the arc looks pretty similar in a lot of the states. I've noticed some differentiation more recently. Again, Michigan and Illinois struggling more than Indiana and Ohio. Can you talk about those differences regionally?
I don't think, really, from my point of view, most of those primarily really would be, you know, specific industrial structure elements that account for those differentials, as opposed to particular policy measures that particular states are or are not taking. Those kinds of things really are linked to which sectors, you know, happen to, you know, have some growth at a particular point in time.
That's Richard Stock, the director of the Business Research Group at the University of Dayton. I'm Lewis Wallace. Under Construction is WYSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. Stay tuned for more Morning Edition on WYSO.